The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Function better, feel better, and live a better life.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
This is Dr. Eric Kaplan, and you are listening to Boost Your Brain Power. We're going to talk about depression and anxiety and how to boost your mood today. These days, more than ever, for the last 4 years now, it's been since COVID happened and we started those isolation and quarantines and not being able to touch and hug and 6 feet away and wearing the mask and all the animosities and all the fights and all the worry and the stress and the news and the deaths. And oh boy, it's been very bad mentally for the last 4 years, where we have never seen this many people with anxiety, with depression, with alcohol abuse, with drug abuse, suicidal thoughts, and suicides are on the rise like we've never seen. This is the true epidemic. So I'm going to teach you ways to boost your mood, to reduce anxiety, reduce depression, so that you function better, feel better, and live a better life. And the key is that you don't have to do it with medication. You don't need to take all these antidepressants, all these anti-anxiety pills. You don't need lithium and Wellbutrin, and you don't need Xanax, and you don't need all these drugs that are on the commercials with the couple holding hands, running on the beach with the dog with a big smile. You know, the rule with the drug commercials is if they tell you what the drug is for, then they have to give you all the side effects. So if they tell you, hey, this is an antidepressant, it's going to help you with your depression, then they got to say, oh, this may cause anxiety, this may cause panic, this may cause depression, this may cause violent tendencies, this may cause suicidal thoughts. Right? You take an antidepressant that's causing suicidal thoughts, that kind of doesn't make sense, right? You always have to measure the risk versus the reward. Always choose medical procedures or therapies or interventions that are high reward with very low risk. So I pride myself at our offices at Kaplan Brain and Body on doing stuff with patients that are very high reward and very low risk. That's why my malpractice insurance is so low, because we don't do anything that's risky. Nobody sues us ever. We never hurt anybody. We only help people. Got the greatest job in the world. My patients just get better and better and better. So I'm always blessed that I get to do a job where I improve people's brain function every time they come in. And I'm trying to teach you how to boost your own brain power so that you can improve your quality of life, so that your brain functions at the highest possible level. You got to reach your potential. The worst thing in life is wasted potential. So don't go around sitting on the couch, watching Netflix, flipping the news, going on Facebook, YouTube videos, watching cable, watching the sports games, watching the, zombie shows and the murder shows and the death and destruction. Like everything on TV is pretty violent or scary or intense, or it's going to cause more stress, especially the real stuff, the news. You know, it's always bad stuff. So got to unplug. And then it's social media too, not just mainstream media. Social media gets you worked up. It gets you angry. It gets you intense. It makes you more stressed, more anxious, more depressed. And they've actually proven it causes depression. And if you're on Instagram and you're looking at everyone going on vacation and everyone looking so pretty and everyone has a great life and they have all this money and fancy houses and cars and, you know, everyone's showing you the best life that they have. They're not showing you the bad parts of their life. But when people are going around, they think that's their lives. And they're like, why are everyone else's lives so good and they're so happy and they're doing great and my life's so miserable? Because you're comparing just the highlights of their life. In fact, Mayor Adams is actually suing Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those companies for making people feel bad about themselves and creating an epidemic of mental disorders. It's caused by social media. People literally get depressed. They literally get anxious. They literally get angry. They get sad. It shouldn't be called social media. It should be called anti-social media. If you want to decrease depression and anxiety, instead of being on social media, be social. Spend time with your friends and family. Make dates. Go out of the house and have experiences with people. Don't stay at home on the screens. The worst thing is isolation. That's why in jail, the worst punishment is solitary confinement. People would rather sleep with murderers and rapists rather than sleep alone in solitary confinement. Humans need interaction. And we need physical touch as well. If you want to reduce anxiety and depression, you need to be more social. You need more human interaction. You need more human experiences. You need less time at home alone. You need to be around people and you need to do fun things. I always tell patients there's 24 hours in a day. 8 hours is sleep. You need your rest. 8 hours is work. You gotta put effort in your life. Gotta work. Gotta struggle. Life is not supposed to be easy. But now, since we have 8 hours of rest, 8 hours of work, we have 8 hours left, and those 8 hours should be fun. You should have fun experiences. Laughter. Nobody has fun anymore. Everyone's too serious. So fill your calendar up with fun activities. Go to new places, meet new people, have new experiences. It is completely necessary for us to be social and to have fun. Just as necessary as to eat healthy and exercise. You know, you gotta take care of your brain. That's why they say laughter is the best medicine. People's brains and bodies function better when they're laughing. So I do that in my sessions. I try to make my patients laugh because that's going to get them feeling better. I'll do whatever it takes to get my patients better. Right? What was that movie, Patch Adams, with Robin Williams? Right? You would go and you'd save these kids' lives by making them laugh. Gives you a reason to be alive, enjoy life. If you're miserable, doesn't give you, you don't want to be alive. If you're having fun, you want to be alive. You always want to grow and be around other people. And find a good crew. I'd rather you have two or three really good friends that you hang out with than 10, you know, so-so acquaintances that are selfish and are negative and are complaining. And, you know, so it's quantity isn't important as quality. All right, so find those quality people that have the same morals and ethics and standards and decency that you have. Right, so I like to hang out with people who are into health. I like to hang out with people that like to play basketball. I like to hang out with people that are into fitness or spiritual or charitable. Right? I don't want to hang out with mean people. I don't want to hang out with complainers. I don't want to hang out with negative Nancy, the doomsdayers, the Debbie Downer. I don't want that. You know, there's 8 billion people in this world to choose from. Choose good, healthy, happy, funny people to hang out with. All right? Happiness is a choice. You have to choose to be happy. Life is unbelievable. Human beings is the biggest miracle I could ever imagine. No idea how complex our brain is. And to just come from one cell and then two cells and three cells and become a human being, every morning you wake up is a miracle. You got to be grateful. It's hard to be anxious and grateful at the same time. So constantly write your grateful journal. Talk about the things you're grateful for. You cannot be anxious and grateful at the same time. So get a gratitude journal. Start saying it. Start writing it. Start living it. Being grateful can change your life. And then you'll function better, feel better, and live a better life.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
This is Dr. Eric Kaplan, and you're listening to Boost Your Brain Power. We're coming up with natural, holistic, and integrative ways to prevent anxiety, to prevent depression. You can do it. You just got to work for it. All right? There's always going to be a reason to be stressed. Whether it's your kids, your job, your boss, your living situation, your health, your money, relationships. It's the world, it's the news. The electricity goes out, there's an accident, and your traffic, your work, you're late for work. It's always going to be something that's going to cause stress. Always. You're not living on the beach, sipping pina coladas for the rest of your life. We don't want that. That's not satisfying. You can't make progress in your life. If there's one word that's the most important word to prevent anxiety and depression, it's progress. You have to make progress in your life. If you're talking about working out, right? Progress is lifting a heavier weight or running a little bit faster or doing a couple extra push-ups or sit-ups. Progress needs to occur if you're to get better and healthier. If we're talking about money, right? Progress could be building your bank account. If you're talking about your job, progress could be getting a promotion. If you're talking about your spirituality, progress could be going to church more frequently. If you're talking about your eyesight, progress could be decreasing your prescription on your glasses. If about sleep, progress would be more hours sleep or less times getting up in the middle of the night. But you gotta make progress. Make progress in your relationships with your spouse or your siblings or your kids or your parents or your coworkers. Improve your relationships. If you work on improving all these different aspects of your life and make progress, your brain gets stronger. Get better organized, clean your closet, clean your car. That will stimulate your brain. If you declutter your closet, you declutter your mind. You open up your closet and it's a mess, that's not good for your brain. Right? So you have to declutter your house, declutter your living space, your workspace, your car. The more you declutter, better your brain functions. The more you progress, the better your brain functions. You could progress in meditation, right? So one of the best ways to reduce anxiety and depression is through meditation. The meditation I do is the relax technique. And I just imagine, starting from the top of my head, all my muscles relaxing. So I start at the top of my head and I think to myself, my mantra, I say, relax. And then I go to my temples and I say, relax. Then I go to my forehead, relax. So I do for 30 seconds. How do I make progress? The next week, I'm going to go to a minute. And I relax more muscle. I relax my eyebrows and my eyelids and my nose and my cheeks, and my jaw. And then the following week, you do the relax technique for 2 minutes and then 3 minutes. And you work up to 5 minutes and 10 minutes. So you keep making progress. Make progress in every aspect of your life. You don't want anxiety. You don't want depression. You got to start making progress. Improve your life. All right. Now, other things that are good to relax your nervous system besides meditation is breathing exercises. Okay. The best breathing exercise that helps with anxiety, helps reduce stress levels, panic, fear, is where you inhale for 4 and hold your breath for 7 And then exhale for 8 seconds. Very slowly for 8 seconds, you exhale. Inhale for 4 seconds. Hold your breath for 7 seconds. Exhale for 8 seconds. You do a minimum of 3 times, and then you repeat that 3 times a day. Your brain functions at a higher level when you practice mindfulness. When you're eating food, focus on the smell, the texture, what it looks like, the colors, and then you chew your food, chew it 35 times, and feel each bite. And feel that swallow. And imagine your food going through the esophagus and the stomach and the intestines and out the colon. And you visualize what is supposed to happen. Your mind is more powerful than you ever give it credit for. It can do healthy changes, but it could also do unhealthy changes. So use your brain power for good. If you think about bad stuff will happen. If you think about good stuff will happen. So what's the bad stuff, right? If you think, oh, I don't want to get Alzheimer's or dementia. No, don't think like that. Think, I want to improve my memory. The words you use are very important. Don't say, I don't want to get the flu or COVID. Say, I want to improve my immune system. Don't say, oh, how can I cure my insomnia? I'm up all night. No, you say, I want to learn how to sleep like a baby. I want to get that deep sleep, that REM. I want to be out. I want to wake up and be like, how long have I been out? What day is it? That's a real good deep sleep. When you wake up so confused, you don't know what's going on. You could have been out for hours. You're in that deep sleep. We need the deep sleep. Your body needs to rest. That's when it heals. 8 hours of sleep, 8 hours of work, 8 hours of fun. Gotta have some fun. What are you doing to have fun this weekend? What are you doing? You got a lot going on. You know, son's birthday. We have friends having a birthday party, an adult birthday party, a kid birthday party. We're going to be so social this weekend. And next weekend, it's my brother's birthday. We're going to go play poker at my parents' house. It's going to be fun. We're going to go on vacation. We're going to go to the Bahamas next month. Then we're going to Jamaica the month after that. And we're going camping. We're going to the Dominican Republic. Thinking about going to Greece. And yes, you don't have to go to all these fancy places. I am blessed where I can take off work whenever I want. I'm my own boss. So I take advantage of that. And when my kids are young, I want to show them the world. I want them to explore and also appreciate, hey, you're in America, you know, and we go to places where there's a lot of, you know, poverty and starvation, and, you know, I want them to appreciate the life they have. But if they don't see it, they're not in the real world. They don't understand it as much. They don't appreciate it as much. But I don't care if you can't even take off work and you go Friday after work and go, you know, work, you know, there's so much stuff around here in New York. You can go camping and hiking and, you know, there's the mountains, there's the beach, you know. There's so much around here in nature that you don't have to travel far. You don't need a plane ticket. You know, you go to the Catskills and the Poconos and the Delaware River, and you go to the Jersey Shore and the Hamptons. And, you know, there's so many nice, fun vacation spots around here as well, where you don't need to fly and go to some fancy place. But you gotta have fun. If you don't have fun, you're obviously going to be more depressed and more anxious, right? And if we want to prevent becoming depressed and anxious, keep having fun, keep having experiences, keep being social. And then you'll function better, feel better, and live a better life. More when we come back from the break.
Whether you're an owner of one machine or have a fleet of hundreds, Esko Truck and Equipment can help with all your equipment needs, whether it be purchase, lease, or rent the right machine to improve your business. Esko provides a full line of link belt excavators, light equipment from Dynapac, and Chicago pneumatic or handheld power tools from Steel. Esko parts stocks an extensive inventory and can retrieve parts quickly to minimize your downtime. If you break down in the field and need a part, Esko certified technicians will come to you on site to get you back to work quickly. Esko is there for you every step of the way with regular maintenance inspections, service, and repair. Serving New York and New Jersey. Take it from me, Joe P. Call Joe E. Joe Eugenio, 718-504-2600, or go online to EscoEquipment.com, E-S-S-C-O Equipment.com. Esko Truck and Equipment is a DeFazio company. From Alejandro Monteverde, award-winning director of Sound of Freedom, comes the powerful epic of Francesca Cabrini, an Italian immigrant who arrives in New York in 1889 and is greeted by disease, crime, and impoverished children. Cabrini sets off on a daring mission to convince the hostile mayor to secure housing and health care for society's most vulnerable. With broken English and poor health, Cabrini builds an empire of hope unlike anything the world has ever seen. I have seen this movie. It is inspirational. It is so heartwarming to learn the story of Mother Cabrini. She is a woman. She is an immigrant that comes in to make this country great, and she's an Italian-American. And by the way, if you're an Italian-American, you have got to see Cabrini, the film. It's Joe Piscopo, and you've got to see From Angel Studios, Cabrini. In theaters now, rated PG-13.
Function better, feel better, and live a better life.
We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
We're talking about how to improve your brain function so you don't get anxiety, you don't get depression. Okay? People who have anxiety, their brains are overactive. They might have difficulty with sleep. They might get heart palpitations. They might have ADHD. Their minds might be full of all these excessive thoughts. They might have, you know, going a million miles per hour. They might, you know, not be able to shut it down. They might be overstressed. They might have muscle spasm. They might have headaches and dizziness. They might have autoimmune disease. Their autoimmune system is overactive. They might have high blood pressure. Their heart is overactive. You know, so we have to calm these people down to relax the nervous system. There's lots of good natural ways to relax the nervous system. We want to do four nerves that relax your nervous system. Number one is your eyes. Doing eye exercises can calm down your nervous system. Number two is the face. Facial exercises, sensory and motor, an electrical stim. Facial exercises can calm your nervous system down. The tongue is linked to calming your nervous system down. And then the vagus nerve. You could stimulate the vagus nerve with the GAG reflex, as long as you don't have any bulimia, history of that eating disorder. Gargling really intensely can help stimulate your vagus nerve. Doing a big swallow, just get a bunch of saliva on your tongue, and then do a big swallow. So you really hear a sound. Imagine a golf ball, like a golf ball swallow. So there's lots of ways to relax your nervous system. But the four nerves that are most important have to do with your eyes, your face, your tongue, and your throat. Those are the four nerves to relax your nervous system. Now, what if you're depressed? So if your nervous system's overactive, we have to relax it. That's the anxiety. The opposite brings underactive. That's depression. That's fatigue. That's low motivation, poor punctuality or organization. Your brain needs to be stimulated. You need to strengthen it. Just like you could go to the gym and strengthen your muscles, you could do brain exercises to strengthen your brain. And that will help with depression. One of the best brain exercises you can do to increase input to an underactive brain is where you take your left leg and draw clockwise circles and take your left hand and draw the number 6 in the air. That way it is very difficult because it's going the opposite direction. So I'll explain that again. Take your left leg. Draw clockwise circles, big clockwise circles in the air. Keep going without stopping. Now, as you're doing it at the same time, you're going to take your left hand, stick it straight out, and draw the number 6. It's difficult. Make sure your leg doesn't reverse and go the other way. So you're going to try that for 30 seconds, 3 times a day. You might not get it right away. But what you want to do is keep practicing, and then your brain gets stronger. There are lots of ways to get your brain stronger, but you got to figure out where the weakness is. Stick around towards the end of the show. I'm going to give you guys a healthcare gift on how to figure out what areas of the brain aren't functioning well and which ones are functioning well. I'm going to teach you how to do that. I want to give a gift to all my listeners. So just wait till the end of the show, and we'll go over that. Right now, we're still talking about depression. One of the easiest things also to do for depression is vitamin D, especially during the winter months. There's something called seasonal affect disorder. Seasonal affect disorders, people literally get depressed because there's no sun. And these days, it seems like it's cloudy every day. So even if you're outside, it's like you're not getting a full power sun. And when you go outside, you're wearing long sleeves. And if you're coming from a southern latitude, Caribbean, Puerto Rico, Dominican, Panama, Mexico, India, Africa, if you're coming near the equator, then you need even more vitamin D because we're up north here in New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania. So our higher latitude gets less powerful sunlight. So if your genes come from the south and they actually require more sunlight and you come up here and you have more melanin in your skin that's going to decrease the sun's absorption, you're more likely to get neurologic conditions such as MS, multiple sclerosis. The neuroscientist has linked vitamin D deficiency to multiple sclerosis. They've linked vitamin D deficiency to higher incidence of COVID-19, which leads to brain fog. You do not want your vitamin D levels low. I personally take 10,000 IU in the winter and 5,000 in the summer. I work all day long, so I don't get out in the sun too much. I do get out sunrise, sunset to get my circadian rhythms on. If you have trouble with sleep, you got to do for at least 21 straight days. Go watch the sunrise and go watch the sunset. And when you come home after sunset, turn off your lights, dim the lights, turn off the electronics, unplug the TV, unplug the Wi-Fi, turn off your cell phone. Do something without electronics. Read a book. Listen to some music. Listen to a podcast. Play chess. Play some cards. Do something active. Do something social. Do something fun. Go out dancing. Learn how to play a musical instrument. Take a class with somebody, a book club, a sewing class, a painting class, a sculpting class. Get out of your comfort zone. Start getting a little bit more adventurous. You want to prevent anxiety and depression? Get out of the house. Get off the electronics. Right? You can do it. You just got to work for it. With the vitamin D, how do you know how bad your levels are? You got to do blood work. You shouldn't just be taking random supplements. You know, so many people that take zinc and vitamin C and B12, B complex, multivitamins, and they take magnesium and they take calcium. And it's like, wait a second, what is going on here? Why are you taking all this stuff? You really think you're deficient in all that stuff? You know how hard it is to be deficient in America? We eat so much food here. And if you are deficient, it's more than likely caused by a decreased absorption. Not that you're malnourished or under-eating. You know, you don't have scurvy. Why are you taking vitamin C? Right? Now, a lot of people do have vitamin D deficiency. Now, that's very common because it's not necessarily from the food, but from the sun. So that's why I do supplement, because if I'm not supplementing, my vitamin D is low and I don't want to get depressed. So that helps me, especially in the winter. What else is good for depression? Exercise. What else is good for anxiety? Exercise. Get off your butt. Do some physical exercise, but you got to find something that you like that's fun. Basketball, soccer, tennis. I don't care what it is. I have patients that do pole dancing. I have literally, you know, 75-year-old patients that are doing pole dancing. I have patients that are doing belly dancing or line dancing. I have patients doing hip-hop dancing, Zumba. We have patients doing, you know, all types of dance classes. You could do salsa and merengue and tango. And, you know, so that way you're being social. You're getting out of the house. You're having fun. You're touching other human beings. You're off the electronics. You're getting physical exercises, maybe even sweating a little bit. The heart starts beating. Even better, we can do it outside to get the vitamin D at the same time. I have a patient, she's obsessed with it. They do their yoga class outside in the park. They love it. So she's getting physical exercise, getting nice oxygen in the park with all the trees. She's getting sunlight. She's outside. She's getting social because there's a bunch of people there. You know, that's how you get out of anxiety and depression. Start filling up your calendar with fun stuff, with healthy stuff, with activities, with exercise, social events, something that's going to make you think and focus. All right? So there are lots of natural ways to improve your brain function, to prevent depression, prevent anxiety, boost your mood. And then you will function better, feel better, and live a better life. More when we come back from the break.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches? Or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. We return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
We're always going to have stress in our life, but how do you handle that stress? Is your brain resilient? Can it handle stress? You can train your brain to be resilient. Don't eat every time you're hungry, especially at night. Stop eating at night. Go to bed hungry. Suffer a little bit. Makes your brain resilient, creates autophagy. Brain cleans itself, it eats itself. The more hours you go without eating, the more autophagy you can create. Autophagy means eat yourself. So you literally clean out the bad brain cells. You have good brain cells and you got bad brain cells. Make sure your good brain cells clean out those bad brain cells. Those glial cells, that are called. Those are the nurses. They clean everything up for you. Get rid of the bad stuff. Right? We got to get rid of the bad stuff. Everybody's got bad stuff in their brain. Get it out. You don't want Alzheimer's and dementia? Clear out those plaques. We don't want those beta amyloid plaques. We don't want those tau proteins. We don't want aluminum. We don't want inflammation. We don't want decreased blood flow and circulation into the brain. We don't want dehydration. Think of your brain like a dehydrated grape that shrivels up into a raisin. I want my brain nice, round, and juicy. I don't want a dehydrated brain, which is going to shrivel up like a raisin. If you don't do it for your brain, do it for your skin. Guess what also shrivels up and creates wrinkles when it's dehydrated? Your skin. You want to look young? Drink a lot of water. Drink it on an empty stomach so it absorbs. Drink it with a pinch of pink Himalayan salt. The pinch of pink Himalayan salt helps to bring the water into your cells. You don't want to just drink water and pee it out. Many people do that. They don't absorb the water. If you get the salt, that helps to absorb the water. Drink it on an empty stomach. If you do it with food, it gets diluted and it doesn't get absorbed properly. So you want to drink a half hour before each meal. Drink first thing in the morning. If you want some flavor, squeeze some lemon or some lime, squeeze some orange slices or some cucumber or some mint leaves, whatever it is. Just get that salt in there, the Soleil water. When you have water mixed with pink Himalayan salt, that's called Soleil water. And you could do lemon Soleil water. Sounds fancy. But it actually really healthy, especially on an empty stomach. The amount of water you're supposed to drink is half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 160 pounds, you need 80 ounces a day. It's doable. You just got to get used to it. Build it up if you're not even close. You only drink one glass a day. Tomorrow, you drink two glasses. Do that for a few days. And then a week later, you try three glasses. And then a couple of weeks later, you do four glasses. And then a month later, you do five glasses. And so on and so forth, up to the amount that you need. All right, but we need to hydrate. Your brain needs water. Your body needs water. Your blood vessels need water. If you're more hydrated, then the blood is easier to distribute the oxygen. Okay. Now, how do you know if your brain isn't functioning at optimal levels? There's three tests that I suggest getting if you want to figure out how is your brain functioning. The gift we're giving to you is that these tests are normally $500 each. So if you do the three tests, it would normally cost $1,500. But we're doing a gift to the first seven people to call that you can get all three tests for only $21 each. So it's a total of $63. The three tests, number one is called a QEEG brain mapping. This is where you wear a cap that's got electrodes attached to it. It measures your brain waves, alpha, beta, theta, delta. And it says based on the location, which areas are functioning well and which areas are not. It's going to pick up depression, anxiety, insomnia, sleep deprivation, working memory problems, long-term, short-term memory, sequential memory. It's going to pick up trouble with motivation, shifting tasks, punctuality, who's being late, organization, planning. It's going to pick up if there's an issue in your thyroid or heavy metal poisoning or intestinal inflammation. Do you have low acetylcholine or dopamine? Do you have poor mitochondrial or ATP? Do you have concussion or heavy metal poisonings or pathologies or bacteria or viruses? This test is unbelievable. It tells us so much valuable information. Normally $500, but you can get it for $21. The second test is called a VNG, video nastography. It's these infrared cameras that are in goggles that you wear while you follow these red lights. As the goggles record your eye movements following these red lights, which are fast and slow and up and down and left and right and goes with light, without light, and with the head to the right and the left and all these different things. So that's going to tell us which areas are overactive, the anxiety, which areas are underactive, the depression. So this is great to see with people with bipolar or schizophrenia or ADD or autism or Asperger's or Tourette's or, you know, memory problems or headaches or, you know, people that have troubles with focus, organization, planning. This is the best test for that. So the third test is a one-on-one with me, yours truly, Dr. Eric Kaplan, where we look at your lungs and your heart and I look at your gut and we look at your memory and your reflexes and your posture and your balance. And we go over your, all your testing findings and your blood work. And that's also normally $500, but you can get that for $21. So you get all three tests for only $63. You don't have to do all three. You can just pick and choose one or two, or you can do all three. But you do have to be one of the first seven people to call, text, or email. The phone number is 646-221-6738. Again, the phone number is 646-221-6738. The email is info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. Just say you want to be one of the first seven people to get the $21 QEEG brain mapping, the $21 BNG, and the $21 one-on-one with Dr. Kaplan. If you do not get to speak to a person, just leave a message. As long as we're the first seven, you'll still get credit for it. So I know when I do this, a lot of people call and they don't speak to someone, so they don't think they can get it. So just leave a message and someone will get back to you eventually and let you know if you're one of the first seven people. Another big announcement is the Boost Your Brain Power Seminar Series. That's going to be the last Tuesday of every month from 6:30 to 8. It's live in River Edge, New Jersey, if you're around. If you can't make it to Jersey, you could do it through Zoom. And if you can't do it live over Zoom, you could get the recording. There's five seminars. Each seminar is $200. All right, so it'd be $1,000 if you want to go to all five. The gift we're giving you is if you pay $97 for the next seminar series, which is called Boost Your Mood, a guide to reducing anxiety and depression. If you pay $97 for this next one, we're going to give you the next four seminars completely free, whether you come live, over Zoom, or just want the recordings. So it works out to $19 a seminar. It's a no-brainer, but you got to be one of the first seven people to call, text, or email and say, I want to be part of the Boost Your Brain Power seminar series, the next seminar, the last Tuesday in March, is Boost Your Mood, a guide to improving anxiety and depression. Okay. So just let them know. Call 646-221-6738, or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. And you can do everything. You can do the $21 test plus the $97 seminar series. Sign up for everything. All right. Take advantage of these offers. This is valuable information that you could keep in your records and you could monitor your progress. You want to do it at least once a year and say, okay, this is what my brain was in 2024. Let's see how it is in 2025. There's two options. Your brain's going to get better or your brain's going to get worse. That's it. I'm here to teach you how to get your brain better. If you want to learn some more information, go to our website, kaplanbc.com. You can also purchase my book, Boost Your Brain Power. Brain Power is one word if you want to buy it on Amazon. I also have another book called Concussion Discussions. You can email us or call us and we could get you a signed copy as well. We also have a newspaper columnist. I write for the health section and the PASCAC Press and the Northern Valley Press. If you're not local to New Jersey, you could just subscribe online and you get my weekly articles on health and wellness and how to improve your brain function. You can also, if you're on social media, go on Instagram, Kaplan Brain and Body. We're on Facebook, Kaplan Brain and Body. We're on Snapchat. We're on Twitter. We're on TikTok. We're on YouTube. We got over 100 videos. Like, subscribe, comment. It's Kaplan Brain and Body. So, you know, if you're on the computer, follow us, subscribe, share this information, right? Because we want you to function at the highest possible level. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Don't wait till things start going downhill to start working on it. The time is now. If you're looking for a sign that you want to improve your health and well-being, this is it. Take control. Call the office and say, hey, look, doc, get me on track. I want to improve my brain function. I want my brain to improve every decade of my life. I want my vision to improve. I want my posture to improve. I want my memory to improve. My immune system to improve. Don't let anybody tell you that stuff gets worse with age. I am here to tell you that is a lie. Everything can improve. You just got to work for it. You put in the work, you're going to get the results. Don't call me. Don't come to me. If you want drugs, if you want medicine, if you want injections, if you want surgeries, if you want to take organs out, that is not the type of doctor I am. I am a functional neurologist where I get to the root cause of the problem, not by treating symptoms, but taking an integrative, holistic, and natural approach on how to teach patients how to improve their brain function through a process called neuroplasticity, improve their gut function, reduce inflammation, reduce acidic environment so they function better, feel better, and live a better life. You've been listening to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. More when we listen to the show next week.
The preceding pre-recorded program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.